Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by John Makovich, the Dean of Continuing and Community Education at MiraCosta College. John, for 16 years now, can you believe it? We've really focused on our core purpose of helping people in organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best. Please start though, John, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, John, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for your time today, Paul, and it's a pleasure to be here. As Paul mentioned, I'm the Dean of Continuing and Community Education at MiraCosta College. We're one of the 116 California community colleges. And my role in particular is overseeing our adult education areas. So primarily folks who are looking to restart their education, complete education that they may not have finished, and continue on with retooling, retraining, or learning new skills. And so you kind of wanted to get to the sense of, based on that, you know, what are some of the keys to success in my role and for our institution? And I thought I took some time to think about, you know, what are some of the key elements that really have kind of taken my leadership and our leadership to the next level? And so I've got a few. I think the first and foremost, and the one that jumps out to me always, because I see when it's missing, is compassionate leadership. Leadership of humans, leadership with humans. This so quickly can get forgotten in the hustle and bustle of day-to-day life. So taking that moment to stop, take a half a step back, and think about what that means, whatever you're doing, what does that mean or what could that mean to another person? And it requires some level of emotional intelligence, but also it requires patience. Because you really have to just take that moment to take a step back and think, okay, I'm making a decision. It has some impact on people. That impact is going to vary. And I really want to get a good understanding of how that impact distributes to everybody who's on the team. So I'd say first and foremost, compassionate leadership, really taking into account heart and human. The second one is one that's always been more of a struggle for me, and that's just being organized. And it's been a journey for me to figure out how best to get organized, especially being by default a more chaotic person in terms of how I historically have organized things. But I think really the key for me has been centering the organization around vision, making sure that you know that your eye is on the ball. You know exactly where your organization, where your team is headed. You identify that and you keep your eyes focused straight ahead on that. And so you have that vision, you focus on the vision, you make your to-do list. Sure, you have to have a to-do list. You have to have the items that you want to get accomplished, but you center those around the vision. You link them to the vision, right? You link them to how does this connect to the end game? Is this just a means to an end or is this something valuable? And so related to that as part of being organized is assessing what's important versus what's urgent. Sometimes those are the same. Many times they're not the same. And making sure that you allocate a good large percentage of your time to the important and make sure you save enough time for the urgent, but don't waste time on it. And I think so many leaders spin their wheels on things that seem urgent and never get to the important. So I think that's a couple things. A third one, success is not a zero-sum game. So, you know, reaching a finish line is not about all or nothing. You are a good leader or a bad leader. You are a good manager or a bad manager. Instead, you have to be a good manager that makes bad decisions from time to time and makes mistakes. So, you know, fail up, right? Make mistakes, learn, be clear, not just with yourself, but with your team. What did we learn from this? What went wrong? How is this part of our journey? How is this part of us getting to that vision? How is this part of us getting to that finish line? We made a left turn. Now we just make a right turn and go back on the path. But you have to stop and learn from it, assess it, identify it. And I think the last key is playing the long game. So many people get hung up on the battles, interpersonal issues, a mistake happened along the way, and you get hung up and you get stuck on that. You can't let the battles get in the way. You have to really focus on the end game. This is one of the toughest things for a lot of my team members sometimes to grab onto, because you can get so heated up about an issue, or you could get so bogged down with something bad happening. And you have to just reset and say, okay, again, you know, we want to head down this road. To get there, there are going to be some stumbles along the way. And sometimes strategically, you take the loss in order to take the win later. And so you may give something over to somebody else just for the opportunity of being able to, you know, kind of reach that finish line that's part of your vision eventually. So that's really kind of what I had in mind today, in just a few minutes, to kind of share some of the lessons that I've had along the way. And I keep building on those. Those are fluid, and time will tell how they evolve.
John, I really, really appreciate that. And if I may, just a quick closing comment from me on that is, I remember a few months ago, I interviewed somebody that works within the LA Fire Service at quite a senior level. And he was using that metaphor of fires in terms of being in the urgent rather than the importance. And he said that, if I remember correctly, that when you just focus on the urgent, it's like you're just constantly putting out fires, and that's exhausting. And he said in the fire service, we actually spend a lot more time, we invest a lot more time on preventing fires and building relationships and methodologies and teamwork and all that thing about emotional intelligence. That really resonated. So thanks ever so much for that, John. If I could, quick closing comment for the viewers and the listeners, just a reminder to check out the events page of our website, where you'll see the webinar that we have. They're always complimentary, just on a regular basis. And John, I know you're down in a beautiful part of the world. I'm up in a beautiful part of the world. We're both in California. We're both cool dudes. Could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.